Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and today I'm going to change things up. And to help me do that, I've invited onto the air a friend and former colleague, Benjamin Brops-Renaud, lecturer in art at Valparaiso University, and an artist in his own right. So Ben, welcome to the airwaves.
Thanks.
I'm going to set you an open-ended essay question, like one you might set one of your students. The arts are absolutely integral to most American celebrations of the holidays, be it attending Nutcracker, a carol concert, shopping at a winter market, or watching It's a Wonderful Life, or even cooking an extraordinary meal full of family favorites. Why are the arts so important now and yet seemingly less important in most people's lives for the rest of the year? Discuss.
I mean, the first thing I think about is that there's this sense the holidays are more celebratory, they're a time to spend more money, they're times to go places with your family, it's like it's almost an excuse to do this thing that doesn't feel like part of normal life. And I mean, I think that's the question that you're asking, right? That like, why is this so outside of the norm? Why not go to the ballet in June?
Right.
I mean,
taking the ballet as an example, so many ballet companies rely on the income from ticket sales from Nutcracker or some other performance over this specific period of time to float them through the rest of the year.
And I think the same is true of the artisans you mentioned, of the people that run the Christmas market in Chicago. I have a friend who's a union actor in Minneapolis, and a sort of financial hinge point of his year is always being part of the Guthrie Theater's production of A Christmas Carol, which none of the actors are particularly inspired by, but fills up every single performance.
How much of it do you think is nostalgia for an adult person's nostalgia for their childhood? How much do you think this is perhaps a way of tapping into deeper, older family traditions and cultural heritage at this time of year?
I mean, I think that could be. There may also be an element of families wishing they had that kind of connection, wishing that like there had been maybe their childhood Christmases were not fantastic, but they kind of wished that, you know, we could have this kind of nostalgia. So it's almost like a borrowed nostalgia, like that's an operation sometimes, it seems.
Now, as a lecturer in art, I mean, you're encouraging young people to go into the arts. And as an arts organization executive director, I'm wishing that more people would engage with the arts the rest of the year. What can we do to encourage the arts into more into American life, just generally?
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if we as people working in the arts, if there's a way that we can leverage this kind of holiday impulse that people seem to have into actual relationships, not like buy your ticket for the Nutcracker and you can have a discounted ticket for this other production, but like actually kind of cultivating this sort of, whether it's a personal relationship or like the sense of having a connection to whatever the artwork is. And I wish I had brilliant ideas about how to do that, but I suppose that it could kind of go the direction of, if those same kids that are going to see the Nutcracker or Christmas Carol or what have you, if they, you know, could then connect that to art programs and workshops for those same kids. Like, or, I mean, in some ways it feels a little more difficult with things like artisan markets, because so much of that is a willingness to spend money and on a thing. And then it's simply a matter of come and buy these handmade things rather than, you know, whatever mass produced item that you might otherwise.
And as the executive director of an art center, I'm trying to encourage people throughout the year to invest time in in their creative side and in coming to take classes and to experiment with different media and try different things out. But I guess part of it is encouraging people to find the time for themselves and to value that, giving time over to just being creative.
Yeah.
I know as a lecturer, not all of your students are, I mean, some of them are taking electives, right? So they are having to cast around for a class and you're trying to encourage them to come in and do an art class, even if they're an engineering major.
Yeah.
What's your argument to that engineering major to come and try something out?
That there are, I think part of the difficulty is that there's not a clear, you do this and here's the monetary payoff. I've been talking a lot and thinking a lot about the sort of non-monetary payoff, and those can be mental health, relationships, the way that engaging in a creative activity can have these tie-ins to the more more tangible benefits of their other classes, and I also have a kind of ongoing conversation with a colleague who teaches economics about the way that, like, the outcome, the connection between both academic outcomes and sort of professional outcomes, and the way that being actively engaged in art making of some kind has a really strong correlation to improved outcomes on both test scores and, you know, job flexibility and these things. So in some ways, making those connections feels really important for my students in particular.
Well, I'd like this to be an ongoing conversation at times with you about the value and the power of arts in our life. We are in the holiday period. I know everybody who's listening to this probably rushing from one shop to another or one family event to another. So I'll just take a moment to thank you and to thank all of our listeners as we close out 2025 here at Eye on the Arts Radio, and encourage everybody, including myself, to devote more time to their own creative spirit in 2026. So thank you for joining me today, Ben. We didn't have really any answers, but it was a fun discussion.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. Again, I wish you all the very best as we close out 2025, and please join us again in 2026 as I bring more people, artists, to discuss the creative spirit in our region onto the airwaves. Thank you, and bless you in 2026.